As we work the data piece, and it gives us the ability, instead of just throwing a message out and hope it lands, we can actually, I call that kind of meat cleaver messaging, is you throw it out there and hopefully it hits the right audience. And so we have the ability, and I'll use an example of something we've started this year, and this is using Facebook ads. I can go within Facebook, I can go grab an audience. I'll give a hypothetical. I can pick country X. I need age group 13 to 34. I need people who've liked, you know, whether it's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or any other set, and I can shoot and hit them directly with messages. For in some places in the world, it's literally pennies a click to do. So you have the ability to actually manage and identify and see your audience based on their social media, you know, preferences. That said, we do have challenges in working with big data. Some of our challenges are we have, you know, the 1974 Privacy Act, for example, was created to, you know, to make sure that we're not influencing collecting data on U.S. citizens. Well, with IPS addresses, and by definition, the World Wide Web is worldwide, there is no passport that goes with it that says that this is an American citizen on the other end, or it doesn't matter if it's an example, a Tunisian in the United States, a Tunisian citizen in the United States, or an American citizen in Tunisia. I don't have the ability to discern that. So therefore, I have trouble working big data and to grab that personally identifiable information and slice it and dice it. And this is why the, like the Facebook ads that I mentioned are a kind of a fundamental change for us to, for very low investment to be highly targeted towards the enemy.